Gerald?
What, Mother? Exit Lord Illingworth with Mrs. Allenby.
It is getting late. Let us go home.
My dear Mother, do let us wait a little longer. Lord Illingworth is so delightful. And by the way, Mother, I have a great surprise for you. We are starting for India at the end of this month.
Let us go home.
Well, if you really want to, of course, Mother, but I must bid goodbye to Lord Illingworth first. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Gerald exits.
Let him leave me if he chooses, but not with him. Not with him. I couldn't bear it.
Enter Hester.
What a lovely night it is, Mrs. Arbuthnot.
Is it?
Mrs. Arbuthnot, I wish you would let us be friends. You are so different from the other women here. When you came into the drawing room this evening, somehow you brought with you a sense of what is good and pure in life. I had been foolish. There are things that are right to say, but that may be said at the wrong time and to the wrong people.
I heard what you said. I agree with it, Miss Worsley.
I didn't know you had heard it, but I knew you would agree with me. A woman who has sinned should be punished, shouldn't she?
Yes.
She shouldn't be allowed to come into the society of good men and women.
She should not.
And the man should be punished in the same way.
In the same way. And the children? If there are children, in the same way also?
Yes. It is right that the sins of the parents should be visited on the children. It is a just law. It is God's law.
It is one of God's terrible laws.
You are distressed about your son leaving you, Mrs. Arbuthnot?
Yes.
Do you like him going away with Lord Illingworth? Of course there is position, no doubt, and money. But position and money are not everything, are they?
They are nothing. They bring misery.
Then why do you let your son go with him?
He wishes it himself.
But if you asked him, he would stay, would he not?
He has his heart set on going.
He couldn't refuse you anything. He loves you too much. Ask him to stay. Let me send him in to you. He is on the terrace at this moment with Lord Illingworth. I heard them laughing together as I had passed through the music room.
Don't trouble, Miss Worsley. I can wait. It is of no consequence.
No, I'll tell him you want him. Do ask him to stay.
Hester exits.
He won't come. I know he won't come.
Enter Lady Caroline. She looks round anxiously. Enter Gerald.
Mr. Arbuthnot, may I ask you, is Sir John anywhere on the terrace?
No, Lady Caroline, he's not on the terrace.
It is very curious. It is time for him to retire.
Lady Caroline exits.
Dear Mother, I'm afraid I kept you waiting. I forgot all about it. I'm so happy tonight, Mother. I've never been so happy.
At the prospect of going away?
Don't put it like that, Mother. Of course, I'm sorry to leave you. Why, you are the best mother in the whole world. But after all, as Lord Illingworth says, it is impossible to live in such a place as Rockley. You don't mind it, but I'm ambitious. I want something more than that. I want to have a career. I want to do something that will make you proud of me, and Lord Illingworth is going to help me. He is going to do everything for me.
Gerald, don't go away with Lord Illingworth. I implore you not to. Gerald, I beg you.
Mother, how changeable you are. You don't seem to know your own mind for a single moment. An hour and a half ago in the drawing room, you agreed to the whole thing. Now you turn around and make objections and try to force me to give up my one chance in life. Yes, my one chance. You don't suppose that men like Lord Illingworth are to be found every day, do you, Mother? It's very strange when I've had such a wonderful piece of good luck. The one person to put difficulties in my way should be my own mother. Besides, you know, Mother, I love Hester Worsley. Who could help loving her? I love her more than I have ever told you, far, far more. And if I had a position, if I had prospects, I could ask her to... Don't you understand now, Mother, what it means to me to be Lord Illingworth's secretary? To start like that is to find a career ready for one, before one, waiting for one. If I were Lord Illingworth's secretary, I could ask Hester to be my wife. As a wretched bank clerk with 100 a year, it would be an impertinence.
I fear you need have no hopes of Miss Worsley. I know her views on life. She has just told them to me.
Then I have my ambition left, at any rate. That is something. I'm glad I have that. You have always tried to crush my ambition, Mother, haven't you? You've told me that the world is a wicked place, that success is not worth having, that society is shallow and all that sort of thing. Well, I don't believe it, Mother. I think the world must be delightful. I think society must be exquisite. I think success is a thing worth having. You've been wrong in all that you've taught me, Mother. Quite wrong. Lord Illingworth is a successful man. He is a fashionable man. He is a man who lives in the world and for it. Well, I would give anything to be just like Lord Illingworth.
I would sooner see you dead.
Mother, what is your objection to Lord Illingworth? Tell me right out. What is it?
He is a bad man.
In what way bad? I don't understand what you mean.
I will tell you.
I suppose you think him bad because he doesn't believe the same things you do. Well, men are different from women, Mother. It is natural that they should have different views.
It is not what Lord Illingworth believes, or what he does not believe, that makes him bad. It is what he is.
Mother, is it something you know of him? Something you actually know?
It is something I know.
Something you are quite sure of?
Quite sure of.
How long have you known it?
For 20 years.
Is it fair to go back 20 years in any man's career? And what have you or I to do with Lord Illingworth's early life? What business is it of ours?
What this man has been, he is now, and will be always.
Mother, tell me what Lord Illingworth did. If he did anything shameful, I will not go away with him. Surely you know me well enough for that.
Gerald, come near to me, quite close to me, as you used to do when you were a little boy. When you were Mother's own boy. Gerald, there was a girl once. She was very young. She was a little over 18 at the time. George Harford, that was Lord Illingworth's name then. George Harford met her. She knew nothing about life. He knew everything. He made this girl love him. He made her love him so much that she left her father's house with him one morning. She loved him so much, and he had promised to marry her. He had solemnly promised to marry her, and she believed him. She was very young and ignorant of what life really is. He put the marriage off from week to week and month to month. She trusted in him all the while. She loved him. Before her child was born, for she had a child, she implored him for the child's sake to marry her, that the child might have a name, that her sin might not be visited on the child, who was innocent. He refused. After the child was born, she left him, taking the child away, and her life was ruined, and her soul ruined, and all that was sweet and good and pure in her ruined also. She suffered terribly. She suffers now. She will always suffer. For her there is no joy, no peace, no atonement. She is a woman who drags a chain like a guilty thing. She is a woman who wears a mask, like a thing that is a leper. The fire cannot purify her. The waters cannot quench her anguish. Nothing can heal her. No anodyne can give her sleep. No poppies, forgetfulness. She is lost. She is a lost soul. That is why I call Lord Illingworth a bad man. That is why I don't want my boy to be with him.
My dear mother, it all sounds very tragic, of course. But I dare say the girl was just as much to blame as Lord Illingworth was. After all, would a really nice girl, a girl with any nice feelings at all, go away from her home with a man to whom she was not married and live with him as his wife? No nice girl would.
Gerald, I withdraw all my objections. You are at liberty to go away with Lord Illingworth when and where you choose.
Dear Mother, I knew you wouldn't stand in my way. You are the best woman God ever made. And as for Lord Illingworth, I don't believe he is capable of anything infamous or base. I can't believe it of him. I can't.
Let me go! Let me go!
Enter Hester. She rushes, terrified, over to Gerald and flings herself into his arms.
Oh, save me! Save me from him!
From whom?
He has insulted me, horribly insulted me. Save me!
Who has dared?
Lord Illingworth enters. Hester breaks from Gerald's arms and points to him.
Lord Illingworth, you have insulted the purest thing on God's earth, a thing as pure as my own mother. You have insulted the woman I love most in the world with my own mother. As there is a God in heaven, I will kill you.
No! No!
Don't hold me back, Mother. Don't hold me. I'll kill him.
Gerald!
Let me go, I say!
Stop, Gerald, stop! He's your own father!
Gerald clutches his mother's hands and looks into her face. She sinks slowly to the ground in shame. Hester steals toward the door. Lord Illingworth frowns and bites his lip. After a time, Gerald raises his mother up, puts his arm round her, and leads her from the room. End Act 3.